Maranatha, happy Tuesday. I'm just going to be probably doing monthly episodes because too busy, everything's too hectic right now. But I just wanted to suggest listening to Dr. Barry Oz podcast or YouTube video, J.B. Hickson, Not By Works Ministries, J.D. Fragg, and still listen to Jack Hibbs. I actually ran into Kat Von D at church a couple weeks ago, which I was so happy because I was actually able to talk to her and her husband and explain myself. So it's kind of crazy the way the world works, because a lot of people thought I was crazy 4 years ago for making such a drastic change, and now, like, Kat Von D is changing. That's like me changing. I mean, she pretty much, I mean, we grew up in the same, I grew up more towards the beach, but she was more inland, but we had a lot of the same friends growing up, same parties. The person who taught her how to tattoo was actually a good friend of mine growing up. But besides that, it's like, I'm not a name dropper or anything, but it was very good and cool to see her at Jack Hibbs Church, because she shares all the beliefs that I do and that Jack Hibbs does. And just, that's amazing. I think a lot of people are waking up spiritually. And that has to be something that God is doing. And he's picking people one by one to open their eyes and see the truth. And that's why I don't worry about revenge or anything about how bad people have done me wrong. Like, vengeance is not mine. God will take care of it for me. And I just have to keep having faith. Easier said than done. But I had 14 years of my life, the best years of my life, taken away because someone lied. And I was silenced. One day I'll get to tell my story. Because what was done to me was wrong. And no one should be able to lie on one of the most important days of your life. Getting married. Because that represents the relationship between you and God. And that's like you're lying to God. What's going to be the reason? What reason are you going to give him when you meet him? Because you will have to face your maker one day. And that should scare you. What's going to be your reasoning for lying? What's going to be your reason? Why did you do that to that person that you said you loved and you said that you were going to spend eternity with? I know I wasn't perfect, but I at least tried to confess to my lies and try to work things out. I couldn't be the only one confessing all my wrongs when the other person would just yell at me and use everything against me. And this is also to tell people, you know, be careful with what you share and the information you give out. Because there's some people that pretend to be your friends just to get information about you and then use every single little bit of it against you. Like the person whose dog I saved. It's kind of scary because it makes me question my judgment and of character of people's and people. Like, I could never lie to someone's face the way she lied to mine. And it's just like, I had to go to police and explain everything. And, you know, all my neighbors know, my HOA knows. It's like, everybody's aware of this person in case they come around and try to do something. And here they were telling me about gang stalking and all this stuff. Now I think like everything was them. Like it was probably, what a horrible, horrible feeling when you think you're someone, when you think someone is your friend, but they're really your enemy. So, you know what? I really suggest like just praying and talking to God and a therapist, if you even like, but be careful who you trust. Because people are just naughty by nature. God bless, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow. Remember, every day is Valentine's Day, and you should always express love to the one in your life and all your family, because tomorrow is never promised. And look, we just had an earthquake the other day. The big one could be right around the corner. Oh, one more thing I just had to come on here and say is I was talking to one of my best friends who doesn't drink, doesn't do anything, but she uses torch lighters for her candles and stuff. And I'm like telling her that this one girl saw that I use a torch lighter and she thinks everybody that uses a torch lighter is a tweaker. Must be because she's a tweaker and she used a torch lighter. If only tweakers used torch lighters, I don't think they'd sell them. Newsflash. So, that is false. Not everybody that uses a torch lighter is a tweaker. But everyone that thinks that you are a tweaker because you use a torch lighter, they're probably a tweaker. What they accuse you of is probably what they're guilty of.